Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. And today I want to talk about business lessons I learned on the farm. Four of them. When I was growing up on a farm, that experience provided me with a lot of valuable lessons that have transferred beautifully to my life in the non-farming marketplace. So let's talk about those, about four of those timeless and universal lessons. The first one is what I call the application of patience. You know, in civil society, patience is respected as one of the great virtues. Who hasn't heard the admiration, the patience of Job? But in the marketplace, patience is half of a powerful paradox because of its alter ego, impatience. Impatience can be a problem. Everybody knows that. But not when it morphs into urgency. Because in the marketplace, urgency is not only good, it's essential. Knowing how to transmogrify impatience into urgency is a lesson we can take from the farmer. Farmers know that being impatient about their payday, the harvest, is a fool's errand. It's a natural law that a crop can't be cut until seeds are in the ground, plants are nurtured and cultivated, rain and sunshine are applied, and months of time have passed. On the farm, being patient about the harvest saves sanity and lowers blood pressure. But urgency is properly applied to the processes of planting, cultivating, and harvesting. This half of the paradox becomes handy. Urgency becomes handy in that process because it saves the farmer's time, which, just like the rest of us, saves them money. On the farm, urgency, not impatience, is the profitable alter ego of patience. The next one. The China egg. Seeing farm fresh eggs on a breakfast menu takes me back to when that was a daily reality for me. But farmers know that hens don't lay eggs just so we can enjoy them at breakfast. Consequently, smart farmers harvest the fresh eggs every day and leave a China egg in each nest, which is sufficient to prevent the hens from abandoning their nests and they continue production. There are China eggs in business, too. They're the prospects you keep calling on who never really buy anything. And since you're smarter than a chicken, don't spend time and resources sitting on China eggs. Those prospects who you call on over and over again, and you keep thinking they're going to buy from you, but they are not giving you the kind of signals, or you're not qualifying them well enough, or for whatever reason, they're letting you spend time with them, and you got to move on, because there's one thing we know: on the farm, China eggs, or in the marketplace, China eggs never hatch. Next one: 10 pigs to the litter. Deciding to raise feeder pigs, a young farmer based his financial projections on two well-known facts. A sow can give birth to a litter of 10 pigs. It's possible for a sow to give birth to 10 pigs or even more. It is possible, it doesn't happen often, but it is possible for a sow to deliver 3 litters in 1 year. Using those two assumptions, plus the number of sows in the marketplace of pigs, this young farmer eagerly forecasted his potential revenue. The product of this equation gave him visions of hog heaven. But the young farmer would soon become acquainted with two other facts that are true whether you're operating a hog farm or a regular business. Assumptions are often wrong, and projections are always wrong. So forecasting, folks, is an important business planning tool. But the road to bankruptcy is paved with the equity of those who did too much multiplying and not enough discounting. You know, I've done this a lot. I've talked about this a lot on the show. When you're doing your projections for whatever your project you're working on, you're talking to your banker about a loan for that, always take them two projections. Take them the one that you think you can do, and then discount those projections by 10, 20, 30%, whatever, to down to the point where you can break even if things don't work out like you thought. Be sure to discount that, because remember, it's okay to plan for success, but beware the folly of forecasting 10 pigs to the litter, because that doesn't always happen. In fact, it usually doesn't happen. So here's the last lesson that I learned. Half of your herd, it's all about half of your herd. A young cattleman, I won't say his name, a young cattleman was in the process of buying his first bull. Inspecting the offerings at a cattle auction, the lad struck up a conversation with an elderly gentleman who was standing near where the bulls who are going to be for sale were. They were looking at them together. Got my eye on that one right there. He shouldn't go for too much, the whippersnapper said, trying in vain to sound smarter than he really was. And then in a tone that dripped of wisdom, the old man set the lad up by saying, a good bull is 50% of your herd. To which the greenhorn nodded. He nodded as if he already knew that. And then this Yoda in overalls dropped the other half of his maxim on the young pup like a 9-pound velvet hammer. But a bad bull is 100% of your herd. A good bull is 50% of your herd. A bad bull is 100% of your herd. Your small business will always have greater needs than resources. One of the things that we've learned is that your small business will always have its hand out for cash. It's always going to need more cash. The Blessing Game's second law of small business is it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. Your business will always have greater needs than resources. Our challenge is to effectively and strategically manage those two parameters. If you're in the delivery business, maintain a reliable fleet, even if you have to eat bologna. If customers depend on your technology, make sure you have the best technology available, even if you have to drive an old car. Good tools are 50% of your business. Bad tools are 100% of your business. So those are four of the many lessons I learned on the farm that have transferred perfectly for me. And I always remind city folks not to look down their noses at their country cousins, because before there were cities, farmers were learning and sharing many important lessons of life and in business. Going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be right back. More to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.